We're speaking with Ryan Jordan of St. Pete Run Fest. Ryan, of course, co-host of the Good Sweat podcast here on Radio St. Pete. But this week, it's the 4th of July, and Ryan, you have a big running event this week at the St. Pete Pier. Tell us about what's going to happen.
What else would we be doing on July 4th but running around downtown, Joe? So, yeah, we've got a big event lined up for both the afternoon of the 3rd of July, which is a little bit different this year because it's a Wednesday afternoon, 2 to 6, live music, lots of local food and drink. And then the big event is going to be part of the city's official July 4th festivities with Pier Run, which will be starting bright and early on July 4th in the morning. So hard to believe this is going to be our third running. But we're expecting over 2,500 runners bright and early on July 4th.
Well, tell us about kind of the physical setup, where the event Wednesday will be on the pier and where the runners will be running on the morning of the 4th.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, so it's we go way back. This is something we started for the city as the first big event on our beautiful St. Pete Pier. And that was now 5 years ago. Well, I should say four. So we'll have our anniversary next year, but four years ago, third running, and it's on Spa Beach, which if you get down to the beautiful downtown, the St. Pete Pier, it's right in the middle of the St. Pete Pier on Spa Beach. So you can't miss it. It is a beautiful venue, just a gorgeous asset here for the city, and we're right smack dab in the middle of it.
Yeah. Well, talk about running and running in the summertime in St. Pete. Obviously, you're having this run early on the 4th, before the heat really sets in. But what do runners really have to take into consideration when they're running this time of year as opposed to, the running event St. Pete Run Fest in November?
Well, I think the one thing that we can be pretty confident about, it's going to be hot. Those that live here, like us, we get used to it. And, so in the morning, it's going to be a little bit cooler before the sun comes up. And I should stress, this is a walk and a run. So we've got a lot of folks starting out their July 4th with a good, healthy walk. So, the first thing is to make sure keep yourself hydrated. That's the most important thing to do. And then have some fun because this is a walk and a run.
Mm-hmm. All ages participating.
All ages, yeah. We've got every age group, people dressing up in their best 4th of July outfits. It's really just a community event, and we're here to raise some money for the St. Pete Youth Farm. So it's a great opportunity to get started, get some fitness in, and then get out and have some fun in the afternoon.
We talked to the folks from the Youth Farm in November, but talk a little bit about that particular charity and its mission. It's really quite an interesting operation.
It really is. The St. Pete Youth Farm, we've been working with now for 5 years. It's actually their anniversary this weekend. And they started as a way to help young folks learn new skills and also help with the food insecurity in our community. So it really combines both, where it's a leadership for young folks that are out trying to pick up some new skills and also a great way to start providing healthy food alternatives for those in our community that could use some help. So it's just an incredible organization. We got to meet Carla, who started St. Pete Youth Farm as part of Run Fest, because we're an ocean-friendly event, so we have no single-use plastics, we compost, and we were having a hard time finding a place to help us compost. So Carla stepped up and helped us compost all of the cups from our course, which they then plant seedlings at the farm. So it's a wonderful way that we work together, not only to help with food insecurity, but also really creating some really wonderful life skills for folks in our community.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Pier Run, the 4th of July Pier Run, is Thursday morning, and activities, fun, food, and music on Wednesday afternoon from 2 until 6 at Spa Beach. Where's the website? Can people still sign up?
Yes.
The status of the race.
We're almost sold out, so if you're interested in coming down and participating, go to stpeterunfest.org. We're the parent organization. You'll see the information for St. Pete Run or St. Pete Pier Run there. We have a few spots left in our 7:45 wave. So we have two waves, one at 6:30 in the morning and then at 7:45. The 7:45 still has a few spots available if you're interested in coming out and walking and running. I should also mention, and Joe, this would be an opportunity for you as well, if you're here, is we do have a pie eating contest at 9 a.m. as well. So, you know, it would not be complete without we have about 20 folks that will be going all out for big prizes at the 9 a.m. pie eating contest too.
And I'm sure you'll have coverage on Facebook for that.
On local TV, you'll certainly get a chance to see. So if anyone's still interested, we do have a couple spots open for that too.
Great. Ryan Jordan, great to have you with us, as always, on Radio St. Pete. Here's to some good weather and a big successful event Wednesday afternoon and Thursday morning on the pier in St. Pete.